Hey, this is KYW's Dave Uram. Well, how about it? Your Philadelphia Eagles did the unthinkable. They beat the LA Rams at the LA Coliseum 30-23. Their playoff hopes are still intact. Ray Dittinger joined us Monday morning on KYW to recap.
Ray, last night you said on television that Nick Foles is the headline, but the defense was also very good. What aspect was more important, though?
In the end, it came down to the defense. In the fourth quarter, the Rams had the ball for the whole fourth quarter. You know, Nick Foles threw the interception, which really could have put the game away. Rams got the ball, and they basically held the ball for the whole fourth quarter and were knocking on the door, scored one touchdown, and were down at the 18-yard line when the game ended. But the defense really pulled them through. The defense had two big takeaways, and I thought the pressure that was exerted by the defensive line all night on Jared Goff really threw the Rams offense out of kilter. And, you look at the stats, you see the Rams put up 416 yards. But in all the big moments, when they needed to make a stop, when they needed to make a big play, the defense made it. So, yeah, Nick Foles gets the headlines. And, look, I'll give him all the due credit. I mean, he played really well in a tough spot. But to me, this game was really kind of about the defense shutting down that high-powered LA offense.
And Ray, until Doug Peterson makes an official announcement, which, with the way things have been going, may not come, who should start Sunday against the Texans, Nick Foles or Carson Wentz, assuming that he's healthy enough to play?
No, I think you got to ride Nick Foles at this point. First of all, Wentz is not going to be healthy. I mean, I think it's pretty well determined that he's not, and I don't expect to see him back on the field in the regular season, at least. Now, if they go to the playoffs, and we're talking about a game a month from now, 6 weeks from now, I guess that's a conversation we can have then. But for now, with what Nick Foles accomplished and the way the team rallied around him and responded, no, it's Nick the rest of the way.
Well, thank you very much for the insight this morning, Ray. Look forward to our Friday preview. Enjoy the week.
I look forward to it, David. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And you can hear the Hall of Famer himself, Ray Dittinger, on KYW News Radio the first weekday morning after an Eagles game and the last one leading up to the game. His time's at 8:15, and you can always tune in on the radio.com app.